left, the Gemara is relatively easy, and I shouldn't say that. There's some caches, but we don't have long to rip them on them. And we want to try as much as we could to keep on plugging away. Gemara starts, Hamavet Ha'Hever, my Mavet.
Sheikh of Aleph.
And as you all saw, the Gemara says in Machlaitis, Rav Amar Mavizeh Adam, Shmuel Amar Mavizeh Hashem. The Agam Pasha Taitcha, the word in the Mishnah, Rav says Mavizeh refers to Adam Amazik, Shmuel says Mavizeh refers to Shem. The Gemara does not say any nafkamina lahalacha between them. In the whole city of Gemara, there's no nafkamina and din between them. Machlok is in Taich. How to Taich it? Which makes it very strange if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, three lines on the bottom, he says, Kaimalon Terav, the Sugya and the Shmaitz and Kavosei. Then we pass like Rav, the Sugya, the Shmaitz and the Stam Gemaris go like Rav. So Kaimalon Terav. So as we learn through the next, we'll try to see if we can come up with any nafkamina. Gemara doesn't say any nafkamina lahalacha. Between them, then it should be shy to say Kaimalon Karab or Kaimalon Kishmuel. So that needs a hasbir. Hopefully, as we look to the Sugya, maybe we'll come up with some sort of nafkamina between them. So the Gemara, each one brings a pasuk. Rav Amar Mavizeh Adam Diksiv Omar Shaymer Asa Vayker Vegam Laila Tivayun Bayu. Omer Shaymer, Rashi teaches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asa Baiker V'gam Laila. Rashi says, Baiker refers to the Geula L'Tzadikim, and Laila refers, L'Asad Lava Chayshech L'Nishayim. In Tavayu Baruch, if you want it badly enough, you'll ask for it, you'll be misvow for it, and you'll get it. So Bayu is a Lashon somehow of Adam. Not clear how it's Adam. To volume Bayu, how is that Adam Pash Pshat in the Gemara? Very, very hard. What? You could ask for it. Yeah. Yeah, it's true, you could ask for it, but how does that mean Adam?
Something that people do.
Yeah, people ask for things, so it's something that people do. So I don't know, Pshat, I don't really, it's so hard to know, because people do a lot of things. People eat, and people drink, and people sleep, and people walk, and people run. So Tavoyin is Losh and Dibor. Dibor is Miyuchet to Adam. So it's like Medaber. It's Medaber, it says Tavoyin Bo. Okay, the Musa Svarim will bring from Reb Simcha Zissel, from the Alta of Kelm. We saw Salanta had three main Talmidim. Reb Yitzchak Blaza, who ended up in Eretz Yisrael, and Naftali in Amsterdam, and Reb Simcha Zissel, who founded the Yeshiva in Kelm, the Musa Yeshiva in Kelm. Not to be confused with Selm, which had different connotations. Kelm is a city in Russia. So Simcha Zissel has a part that's quoted. He says that the Etzem Ha'adam is what he davens for. Tevoyim Boyum means you ask for things. So he has a shmuz, I think it's in Mr. Malio as well, Bishmai, that what's a person? What's really the person? The person is in Tevoyim Boyum, Mada. That's Adam. Adam is what he asks for. What you really want is what you're daven for. And some people, all they do is daven for money. That's where they have kavanah. So that's the Tzumay Shal Adam. Some people ask for Mashiach should come. So then that's the Ikkus. They want to see the Gula. What you're daven for, that's the person. If you want, try to dig up the shmuz. I'm sure we could all... could all use a little hint, but someone from Eretz Yisrael said, he was here for a fast, and he said the main difference that he noticed between a wedding in America and a wedding in Eretz Yisrael is when you sit at a wedding in America, what are the people talking about? They're talking about money. In America, everyone's talking about where to invest money and where to make money in the stock market. Eretz Yisrael, people have other things to talk about. They talk about also, I'm not saying Dafka at the very tire at the table, but they talk about other things. They talk about things that have to do with a person's life, with a human being. In America, they're about that, they all talk about money. That's in Tevoyim Voyim. In America, if you listen carefully, by Avinu Malkeinu, it says Sefer Parnasa B'Chalkolo, you'll notice that the decibel level goes up. Mechila Slicha Mechila is also good, and Chaim is nice, but Parnasa B'Chalkolo. That's in Eretz Yisrael, they're rich, that's why it's so cheesy. And anyway, leave that for a different time. So, Tevayu Bayu. So maybe after Pshat, it means a lashon of talking. So talking is a lashon of Adam. Shmuel Amar Mavazeh Hashem, Tziv Eich Nechpesu Esav Nivu Matzvaylov, Maima Ashma, Kedimetagamer of Yosef, Echtein Isbalish Esav, Esum Isbalish, which I'm not familiar with, the lashon of Nechpesu. Nechpesu is to search. How is it searched out, Esav? Is Galin Matmarai, was revealed his hidden things. So how is that shame? How is Iskalin shame? Well, the tooth is covered, then when you open your mouth, it's revealed. A funny way to refer to shame. So I assume, because the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis, when it learned out, Ubir Zeh HaShein, it brought a pasuk, Kashivara Golo. And Rashi said, Golo Zushein, Shepamim Gula, Pam Chusa. So that's why Shmuel says the Lashon Mada makes sense to refer to shame. So that Shmuel is a little easier to understand.
Is it in the
Lashon
that sometimes
Pam Gula, Pam Chusa, or you see Nivu Matzpunav? Well, it's a Lashon that it becomes revealed, which is mashma, I guess, that it's sometimes closed, sometimes open. What? She says, Nive Nigla, revealed. So then it's always open, you wouldn't say Nigla, it was revealed. It was open. The arm is always revealed, you always see it. But the tooth is revealed, it's open. So. Okay, the main kasha that bothered me here, and just in the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, is how could you learn the Mishnah that Mave is Adam, just Pashup Shat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says right away, Shar Bar Mave Vaver, it says, Loi Hari Ashar Kari Amave, Loi Hari Amave Kari Ashar. What does that mean? If the Torah said that Yechayah for Shar, I wouldn't know that Yechayah for Adam. Does that make sense? If the Torah said you have to pay if your shor is mazik, I still wouldn't know that Adam hamazik has to pay. The words don't make any sense at all. How could somebody ever have a havamina that if your shor is mazik, you do have to pay? If you yourself are mazik, you don't have to pay. Mishlom Elit Shmuel, it's no problem. They're both Mumani Amazik. So if I would say one Mumani Amazik, I wouldn't know the other one. But how could you learn? Loi Hari Ashar, Kari Hamavet. If it just said Shar, I wouldn't know Adam. What's the Havamina? That Shar Hamazik is Chayiv. If my animal is Mazik, I'm Chayiv. If I myself am Mazik, I'm Potter. Maybe I understand such a Havamina. Makes sense to you. As sure as Mazik Chayiv, if I'm Mazik, I'm Potter. Could be such a thing. If I have a Svara? Gemara says, Lai Harei, Kaifer, what's the Svara? I would think, sure, just Chayiv on Kaifer, Mazik is Chayiv. Adam was Patar Kaifer, so then Adam and Mazik is Patar. There's such a habit, you know. But if my mom is Mazik, I'm Chayiv. And if I'm Mazik, I'm Patar. So there's such a swara that Adam and Mazik is a Mazik. There's no Pasha
Kaifer.
I see, we see
if
I Kaifer.
So therefore, maybe I would say.
You have such a swara. It won't make sense.
That doesn't necessarily make sense.
It's hard to understand. I have to watch. My mom shouldn't be Mazik, and I have to watch it. I shouldn't be Mazik. Very, very difficult to understand. I mean, the Tziv says, the season Tziv was bothered by it. He says, it's talking about Adam b'shayeg. Adam was mazik b'shayeg. Maybe ba'inis. But even that doesn't answer the question so well. So Adam is mazik b'shayeg. When his animal is mazik, he's also shayeg. Misha is coming to tell you ba'inis. The ba'inis is coming. The Torah is coming. In Mishnah Shleima, he says there's slightly different words. He's also asked this kind of shit. So Shlomo Zalman says, he says the following words. He says, Adam, I would think, is potter, because it's the nature of an Adam to daydream, to think about other things. It's very hard to watch yourself all the time, because Teva HaAdam is to think about other things. And Mimela, it's very hard to watch yourself, that you always shouldn't be Mazik when you walk down the street. Like the Tarot. He means Gemara Ben Muki Yosef in Haminiyah. I mean, Muki Yosef says that that's Shav in the Gemara that Niska Alaf Peshayahu. If you trip in the street, if you walk down the street and you fall, the person just walking down the street, nothing in his way. He just falls. He breaks something. When he falls, he's Pater. Niska Alaf Peshayahu. So Ben Muki Yosef says, because people think, people daydream. So Shlomo Zalman says there would be a svara that on Yeshar Yechayim, I say Shvarim don't daydream. And having no Shvarim don't daydream. But Shvarim, he doesn't mean Shvarim don't daydream. He means Shvarim, the person should just lock up his Shar and finish. You can take care of it and finish. Adam, how can you make sure you're not mad? You have to every minute be aware. It's hard for a person to be watch himself every minute. So I would have a habamina that a person who's mazik b'shaygeg should have a bigger p'tur than the v'shar is mazik b'shaygeg. Very interesting. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman says it only helps for loy harei hashar kahare amada. But on loy harei amada kahare hashar, he says tzarechin if mave is adam. So what does it mean? If you just say Adam, I wouldn't know Shar. The Gemara is a Tzrichasa. What do I need a Tzrichasa for? If you just said Adam Amazik, of course I wouldn't know Shar. What does Adam have to do with Shar? Bar and Shar is a Havamina to learn from the other. Aish and Shar is a Havamina. Adam, if the Torah just said Adam, I need the Mishnah to say, if you just said Adam, I wouldn't know Shar, and to have a Limud, as the Gemara is going to have on Dalavah. That he said Tzarechin. If Mav is Adam, how does the next step? If he just said Adam, I wouldn't know Shar. But Pshita, if I just said Adam, what does Adam do with Shar? So, I don't know. He applies to the Tzarechin. Like I said, I'm not saying the Gemara is easy, but there's no. I don't really have a mahalach to try to be mefalpal in this inyan. And anybody who learns this is bothered. Why did the Mishnah just say what he was talking about? Why not just say Adam or just say Shem? Why did he use a Lashon Maveh? It's very, very strange that the Lashon uses a word Maveh, which then you have to start with Hakiris. What does it mean? It's a very, the Mishnah does it a lot of times. It uses an ambiguous Lashon and it leaves you open for more than one interpretation. So I remember when I was in yeshiva, one of my rebbeim said, I don't know the makar, that very often the Tana, who always wrote Balash and Katzer, he deliberately wrote the shyness that could be touched both ways, because even in the Beis Medrash of the Tanoim, there were two ways to say certain things, or two ways to learn certain things. So that's why the Mishnah very often deliberately left an ambiguous lashon, so that the Gemara could go with the Meramis to Durachim in learning. Which is a nice aside. I don't remember where the aside is from. It's a nice aside in things in the Mishnah that have two pshatim in the Gemara, that have two machlaikas in the Gemara. Here, well, there's no machlaikas, just two ways of touching it. A little strange why the Tana wrote the Lashon Mave and not just the way, whatever he was talking about. He should have just said what he's talking about. So, I don't know. It's a little strange. Okay, there is here in Tosis to the Mitargum, a Tosis that's Negeh LaHalacha, to the Mitargum of Yosef. The Gemara, when it brought the Lashna Targum, it brings Rabbi Yosef, and there are a couple of places in Shas, I think three or four places in Shas, where the Gemara wants to bring a Targum, and it says, Kedim Targum Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef, as you probably know, was blind, was a blind person. And Tosis here talks about why Rabbi Yosef always says Kedim Targum. Tosis brings two pshatim. First, Tosis says, knock at Rabbi Yosef. Lefi Shahaya Baki the Targum. Yosef happened to be an expert in Targum. Shish Kam and Yani Targum. Because there are many different inyanim in the Targum. You need an expert, should say the Targum right. So Chavsa Rabbi Yosef to tell you, Rabbi Yosef was the one you went to. If you wanted to know what the Targum is, you went to Rabbi Yosef. He was the expert in Targum. The like the Pirish Bialim. Not like the Veld says, Lefi Shahaya Saginar, that because Rabbi Yosef was blind, the Gemara says in Gittin, and Daf Samach, I don't know why it's not so good, oh, this is the second later, that Dvarim Shebiksav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. Dvarim Shebalpeh, you're not supposed to write, and Dvarim Shebiksav, you're not supposed to say Balpeh. Lekacha Yoimer Targum. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef learned, he didn't want to say Dvarim Shebiksav, Beferish Balpeh. So Tosfos says, maybe that's why Chapson Rabbi Yosef. So Tosfos, no. Mishum Eis Lasois Omer Hasam Disharim. It's not true. Because Mishum Eis Lasois Hashem, the Gemara in Gittin says you're allowed. And we know that's why the Gemara, the Mishnayis, the Gemara was written. Even though Dvar Shabbapeh, you don't write, Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it, because Dvar Shabbapeh, it's Eis Lasois Hashem. If the Klai Sol went to Golos, not Shaykh to have a Messiah to everyone should learn about that. There's no Eislas is bigger than this. It's a big Chiddush. So I would think Eislas, Eislashem, means a Tzarech for Klal Yisrael. It's Eislas, Eislashem for Klal Yisrael, so you're Matir. Eislas is for a Yachid, because he's blind, I'm going to be Matir. So Tosfos, yes. Even for a Yachid, that's also Eislas, Eislashem. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this. This is Simon Mem Tes in Shulchan Aruch, the Dinim of Devarim Shebiksav Yeter Shomer Baal Peh. It's a whole Simon. It's one Simon, but it's a separate Simon, Simon Mem Tes. And there, the Mishnah Berurah passes this way that a Suma is allowed because Eis Lasis Hashem Hefeyut Erusach. This Tosfos is arguing with Tosfos and Temura Daf Yudalit. Tosfos in Temura Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph says that Eis Lasis Lashem. I'm sorry, that Tavarim Shabiksav Yata Rishay Lo Imrei Baal Peh applies only to Chumish Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and it does not apply to Nach to Neviim Ksuvim. Tosfos says that Nach you're allowed to say Baal Peh. Ish Chayil comes from Mishlei. You're allowed to say it Baal Peh. So Tosfos there says, how are you allowed to say Mizmor in Baal Peh? So Tosfos says, because the Dvarim Shebiksav Yata Rishonim Baal Peh only applies to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It does not apply to Neviim and Ksuvim. So Tosfos says, that's why it's Mutar. Aratosis clearly argues with the Aratosis. The Briskarov in Tamura brings Aratosis. He says, from Aratosis, you see, not like Aratosis. We see in Aratosis, it's going on a pasuk the Gemara brought from Yeshaya, which is Nevi'im. And yet, Aratosis says, how was Rabbi Yosef allowed to say, Devarim Shebiksav, Baal Peh, he was blind, because Eis Lasis Lashem. Tosis doesn't say that it was because Navi allowed to say Baal Peh. So we see from our Tosis that our Tosis argues, and our Tosis holds, that Devarim Shebiksav, Yat HaRashon Baal Peh, applies to Nach as well. Not just to Chumash, but to Navi as well. It's a machlaikis, the two Tosis. What's the machlaikis? The Neplegi. So the Briskarav brings from the Shita Mukubetzes in Tamura. The question is, which Shita is more Pashut? What's more Pashut? Marsha Miksav, yeah, the Rishon Lei Bapeh is only Chumash. Or it's even Nach. It's hard to say which is the Svara, which is more Pashut. So Shita Mukubetzes says, how do we know this din that Tvarim Shebiksavi at the Rishon Leimer Baal Peh? What's the marker for it? It's from a pasuk in Kisisa, Parshas Kisisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksav lecha es hadvarim ha'ela." Write down the Torah. Ksav lecha es hadvarim ha'ela. So we learn from there, ksav lecha, that you have to write it down. Not supposed to teach Dvarim Shebiksav Baal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu could have taught it Baal Peh. But the Talmidim write it down. Why did he have to write it down? Ksav lecha. Ksav Dvarim Ha'ela. So Zok to Gemara, Mekan, that Dvarim Shebiksav, you have to Rishoy Loimre Baal Peh. That if someone's teaching Chumash, like Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Chumash, he has to have a Chumash in front of him, or a Sefer Torah in front of him. Zok to Shita Mukubetzes. Ksav lecha is going on Chamisha Chumshi Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the Vim and Ksuvim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote only Chumash. So since it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, Ksav Lechaz Nevar Meila is a Gzeres HaKosuv. So it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. So from this Gzeres HaKosuv, we can only learn what the Pasuk is. Lecha Lechidushay. Can only learn what the pasuk is talking about, which is Chumash, and Devarim and Nach, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write anyway, so you can't learn from Ksav Lecha, and therefore the Shita Mukubetzes is matzdik the Shita of Tosfos in Tamura that Nach is mutter, not like our Tosfos. So Briskarav answers. It's a good time. He answers how our Tosfos is going to answer, and he says, "Bamet pligi." What's the machlokes of two Tosfos? The Briskarav says you could learn ksav lecha es hadvarim ha'ela from he and the dvarim shebiksavi at the rishon and real peh. You could learn it's gzeres hakasuv. If you learn it's gzeres hakasuv. It's a limud, like one of the Shlosh HaSemidah Shavim Tayin Nidrashas Ben, is a limud. That if it's a limud, then you're right. Then it's Gzeres HaKasid. It only applies to Chumash. It doesn't apply to anything else. However, he says, you could learn differently. You could learn that this Pasuk is saying that Chumash has to be written. Ksav Lecha. It's a mitzvah to write it. How do you know Baal Peh is awesome? It's a svara. It's a svara. Things that were given over written, things that were given over miksav, should not be said Baal Peh. It's a svara, like it says in the Torah says a svara, that things that are given over written, we darshan chaseiris, yaseiris, we darshan the way it's written. If you get over Baal Peh, you're missing it. So he says, the Briskarav says, it could be that Ksav Lecha is just saying write it. The fact that Baal Peh is Aser is not Gzeres HaKosuv, it's a Svara. That once the Pasuk said write it, is a Messiah in the way it's written, Memeila, it's a Svara that you don't give it over by pay, because if you give it over by pay, you're going to be missing something. If that's chat in the Gemara, then it applies to Nach also. Nach was also given over written. Lamaisa, even though Moshe didn't write it, but the Nevi'im wrote it. The Gemara says in Megillah that they had to have Rishus. They didn't want to write Megillah Esther, because without a Rishus, it can't become part of Torah Shebiksav. Without a Gilui from a Navi, you can't make something part of Torah Shebiksav. So once there was a Chiyuv to write it, that the Brisker Rav, we hold that it's Memela Svara, that it has to be and that's our Shita Sataisvis, and therefore it applies to Chumash, but applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. There are a few places in Shas. One is in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says Margalo B'Puma D'Abaya. It says Abaya always used to say, he always used to tell people. Gemara says Margalo B'Puma D'Abaya. Ma'ane rach meishit chema, which means if you speak softly, you won't get angry. You won't get other people angry. You won't get Rabbi Yisrael angry. Ma'ane rach, if you speak softly, you answer softly, meishit chema. It's a good thing. Margalah b'puma d'abaya. I said it all the time. Be a good thing for us to say all the time also. And there are a lot of chazals like that. A lot of psukim that are margalah. You know, ayiv kesef, ayiz bekesef. There are a lot of things that are margalah b'puma d'inch. If you look in the Gemara in Brachas Zayin, Gemara says margalah b'puma d'abaya mana rach meishit chema. It says on the side tzarech loyme yoshit chema. The pasuk in Mishlei is yoshit chema. It doesn't say meishit chema. It says yoshit chema. So whoever made that go on the side said tzarech loyme yoshit chema. So the Mefarshim and Brachis say that the two Gersois is totally in the Machlokes, these two Taisis. The Gersa Mana Rach Meshav Chema is going like our Taisis. Because that's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Mana Rach Yoshav Chema is a Pasuk in Mishlei. So Abaya didn't want to say Devarim Shebiksav Al Peh. He didn't want to say over a pasuk Baal Peh. So he changed it. He wasn't saying a pasuk. He was giving advice to people. He told them, speak softly, you won't get into trouble. So he paraphrased the pasuk. He didn't say the pasuk. Devarim Shebiksav, you have to show Lomre Baal Peh. So he paraphrased it. Man Arach, Yosh Meshit Chema. He changed it a little bit. It shouldn't be that he's quoting a pasuk. And that's the way he spoke to people. Whoever was Magia understood that Imamish said a pasuk, Mana Rach Yoshev Chema. So I think this is in the Knesset Hagdaima on Shulchan Aruch. He says this, that God decided that says Mana Rach Yoshev Chema. He said it because he held that Nach you're allowed to say Baal Peh. So Abaye said a Baal Peh. The Gersa we have hold, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. So therefore, the question is how we paskin. So there's an interesting deal in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Siman Mem Tes, it's interesting, when my sister was in high school, they made them memorize a perek of Yeshaya. They had to memorize a perek in Yeshaya. And when I heard it, I was then in my kenaristika years. I told them, especially when my sister's doing something, now what do you mean? You're not allowed to memorize something. You're not allowed to memorize it. My teacher made me do it. So she, of course, went back to her teacher. And the teacher asked the principal. And the principal wrote me a letter. I entice this to Ura Daf Yudav. That's what he wrote me a letter. Entice this to Ura Daf Yudav. Says that Nach is mutter. So I sent him back a note. I am Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah talks whether you're allowed to say Tilim Baal Peh, which I'll get to in a minute. And he has other heterim for Tilim, which I'll get to. So he wrote me back a note that they asked Rav Moshe Bick, and Rav Moshe Bick said it's mutter. So I called Rav Moshe Bick. I remember calling him. So I asked him, in a girl's school, are they allowed to learn Yeshaya Baal Peh? He said, mutter. So I asked him, why is it mutter? He said, it's mutter. He hung up on me. It was a big thing next time. All these things. So I don't know Arayim why he was not there. But there's a chiyuk from the Shulchan Aruch. If you look, listen to that. I'm going to tell you, Mechabes Lashon, come out word for word. Mechabes says that the Varsh of the Sav, Yatar Shalom, Rei Balka. Avon, Dover Hashogur, Viragil, Vasiha Kail, something that everybody knows about Pe. Kagoin, Kriyashana, Ubrichas Kayanin, Uparshis Hatamit, Mutter. So something that everyone knows about Peh, whatever the heck is based on, something that everybody knows the Lashon Baal Peh, Kagan Kriya Shema, Bechaz Kainim, Uparshas HaTamid, that's Mutter. Funny thing, because nowadays not everyone knows Parshas HaTamid Baal Peh, because not everyone says it in the morning. But I mentioned many times in previous years that if you don't say Karbanis, which some people don't, if you do say Karbanis, keep on saying Karbanis, if you don't say Karbanis, at least the Parshas HaTamid, which is 8 psukim, is the most important part to say. The Parshas HaTamid, Karbanis is something where over the generations they added more and more and more until people stopped saying it. But if you don't say everything, at least the Parshas HaTamid, that's the first part of what they lay on Rosh Chodesh. Parshas HaTamid, you should say, I memorized it, I say it on my way to shul every day. Parshas HaTamid is 8 psukim and the Keteris is 5 psukim. And that's very easy to say. And you can say it about Peh. Mechabes says you'll have to say it about Peh. And if you say it about Peh with the trap, if they ever don't have a Balkai Ram or Shtreidish, you'll be able at least to do the first 3 aliyahs. The fourth aliyah will get someone else, I guess. But you'll be able to do it. But anyway, the Mechaber says, that's the Mechaber, that's the whole Shulchan Aruch. Dvar Shabbat 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 Shabbat. And he says, "Kapay Parshas HaTamid Mutter." So, what's the diuk? What's the diuk to be made? What? Oh, that, the diuk is that all the kagayins, all 3 kagayins, are from Chumash. And Mechabes should have said Ashrei. People know Ashrei more than Parshas HaTamid. Parshas HaTamid, even if you say it, say once a day. If you say it by Milcha, say twice a day. Ashrei say 3 times a day. No, you should have said Pesukah de Zimra, Ashrei, or there are a lot of things that people know about that. Why would the Mechaber Dafka pick 3 things that are in Chumash? So the Medayik from there said the Mechaber held that Devarim Shev Biksav, he passed like Taisus and Tamura, that Nach is Mudr, and not like our Taisus that Nach is awesome. That's a diuk. I forget who makes the diuk. This is a diuk that's made in the Mechaber. The Mishnah Brura does not hold to the diuk. Mishnah Brura says on that the chaim psukah dezimra. The Mishnah Brura doesn't hold to the diuk, but I think it's the Chidah maybe who makes the diuk. This diuk from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber held its mutter. Mechaber, it's a very good kasha. Why did the Mechaber Dafka pick these 3 things that are all the Chumash? He should have said Rav Usa, Ashrei, Pesukah de Zimra, he should have said. So I'd like to suggest the Terence to this Diuk. But before that, I want to tell you a Tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Chavis Yoyer is Tshuva Kuf Ayin Hei. It talks about Tehillim. If you always say Tehillim Baal Peh, whether you're allowed to say Shem Asim Hamakim, or you're allowed to say Tilim Baal Peh, usually Chasna under the Chuppah, you're saying Mizal Adavid Hashem Ra, you're saying usually Tilim Baal Peh. Mishnah Berurah is not here saying Tilim Baal Peh, puts together a few tzirufim, and one is the Chavis Yoyer. The Chavis Yoyer says that when you say Divrei Torah as a tefillah, as a prayer, but derech tefillah, that's mutter. Is he not saying it as Torah? He's saying a Bederach Tefillah. And Bederach Tefillah, that is a het. You're allowed to be mispallel. Gan Tehillim was written, it should be a Tefillah for Klal Yisrael. So derech tefillah, it's mutter. And as I said, Mishabur passed it that way. So tefillah you're allowed to say because it's tefillah and tefillah is mutter. So I was thinking that maybe the reason the Mechaber picked these three Mishalim, because these three are not tefillahs. These three are a ravusa. Each one of them is a separate mitzvah saseh. Kriya Shema, you're not saying it because of, you don't daven Kriya Shema. It's sacred to mitzvah saseh to say the words of Kriya Shema. Duchening is also, Nesias Kapayim, it's also, Yevarechacha Kainan don't say it from a siddur. It's a mitzvah saseh, it's a duchen. It's machlaikis, it's a bizman azeh, not in the base of Migdash, it's a mitzvah saseh. And also, we just do it zeichel of Migdash. But either way, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's a drabbanon. A parshas atomid also. Parshas atomid, it says that mishama parim sefaseinu is not tefillah, it's limud. If it says if you learn the parshas atomid, it's kiilu yom makir the parshas atomid. So these things, it could be the mechaber picked. They want to make the chidah wants to make a deal. Why do you pick these three? I'll tell you why I picked these three. Because these three are big chiddush. The things that are psukim d'zimra, things that say tefillah, there's other heter. But even these three, which are not tefillah, these three are also mutter. So titachim, that's why the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch picked dafka these three examples, the Kriya Shema and the Duchening and Parshas HaTavim. And the diuk is answered. And Lamaisa, the psak in the Mishnah Berurah is that. Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah is that the Isser of Dorash of Pesach, the Rishon Meir Valpeh, is even on Nach, even on Pesukim of Nach. But Esh Yishchayel should be Mutter, why? Esh Yishchayel, why should Esh Yishchayel be Mutter, say Valpeh? Huh? I guess this is Shabbat with Yaakov, because people know it. Ashrei, it's a tefillah. It's a hidah. Hidah is also a tefillah. I think hidah is parish where it has to hidah. I think it's a tefillah. Duchen is more a tefillah than ashrei. If there was no mitzvah tefillah in the Torah, there would still be a mitzvah to duchen. Duchen is a tefillah. Taki yivarechacha. It's a prayer. Hashem should bless you. Maybe right. Some of my iron, when you say Kiddush, Yom HaShishi, that you should say it from a bencher. Yom HaShishi VeYachulu is also Dvarim Shebitzav. It's part of Chumash. So there are those of my iron that you should say it from a bencher. If I saw this aura, I started to try. It's very, very hard when you're not used to it. I opened up a bench, but you know, you're supposed to look at the day, you're supposed to look at the kais. It's a little tricky. But it could be, it's also ragel, I guess, the fiakal, you know, shishi by chulu, once you start making kiddush. Maybe it has the same type of a heter, I'm not sure.
But,
what? Yeah, but that's an old ha'ara. Why? The funniest thing, most people say the Yerevi biker. Why do people say the Arvi Vayikar before Yom HaShishi? Because they want to say here for Pasuk. So they say the Arvi Vayikar Yom HaShishi. It's a funny thing. If you look in the Chumash, this week's Parsha, the Arvi Vayikar Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Rina, Chamishi is a whole Pasuk. But the Arvi Vayikar Yom HaShishi is not a whole Pasuk. It's only half a Pasuk. So it's a funny thing that people, Hopa Yisrael says the Arvi Vayikar quietly and say Yom HaShishi. So it shouldn't be a half a pasuk, and a ma'isa, it's a half a pasuk anyway. So I don't know. I think the Berkhi Yosef, it says that it's a ma'ili, he said from the Esnachta on, it's a half a pasuk. Oh, no, I remember, I saw Chumas and Sefer on it. So if there was the first half of that pasuk, the Arivah Gehenna Shishi, it says, Vayar Hashem is kol asha asa, v'inei toiv ma'id, v'i v'yer v'ibayker yoyim ha'shishi. I don't know if I should say that whole pasuk about that. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But that's how it starts. So Sefer writes in his tshuva, V'yervi biker, V'yar Hashem is kol ha'sha'asa, V'yinei tov ma'oid. Gemara says, kol ha'sha'asa is l'rabba is the malach ha'mavis. And even the Malach HaMavis was also Taimai. So Sefer writes that on a Kaisha Bracha, we don't want to mention the Malach HaMavis. So that's why, it's in Chuzan of Sefer. So that's why we don't say the first half of the Pasuk. That's a shtickle, a little bit of a tarot. Gradit says in the Mishnah Berurah that when a person is giving a shir and he quotes psukim in the derech of a shir, that he's allowed to say psukim al peh, because otherwise it's very hard every time you have to open the sefer to say pasuk. Okay, al kapanim. This is the inyan of this taisvus. It's one of those side inyanim that. When you finish Bava Kama, you wonder where you had it, because it's hard to plug it in. But it's one of the side of the here. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. There's one more kasha here on the Gemara that is quite important, and so I'm not 100% clear how to answer. Now let's see the Gemara Vaita. Shmuel Maitama Layama Karav. I'm sorry, Rav Maitama Layama Kishmuel. Amalach Mikitani Niva. Doesn't fit so well. It says Mave, not Nive. The pasuk you're referring to says Nive. Shmuel my Tamalei Makarav. Amalach mi Kitani Baya. Does it say Baya? So Vaita, the same exact problem. Frank Gemara, you're right. Mechti Kroy like a Maradaiki. Look, it doesn't say your way. It doesn't say your way. Again, I don't know why the Tana didn't just write either Nive or Baya and make it easy. No. So it's smashing like the Tana wanted it should fit both ways. But anyway, so the Kasha comes back. If it's not Meduyik like anybody, Rav, my Tama Leoma Kishmuel. So it's Rav, because Tona Shar called me Lidishar. Now in this, the truth is, Rav is more Mastaber. According to Rav, the Mishnah says everything. Because Adam, the three types of Shar, and Shambar, does all the Mazikin. It's very Gishmak what you have. It says, call me Lidishar, Dishar. Shmuel Nami, Hatana Le Shar. What about Shar? Shar is everything. So the Gemara starts, Amar Rav Yehuda Tana Shar Le Karnai. Now Rav is going to argue on the next Amid, but right now the Gemara thinks that Shar is Karen. That Shar is Karen, Mave is Shane, so what's missing? What's missing? Obviously, Regal is missing, which the Gemara will come to at the end. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tana Shar LeKarnai, Umav Elishiva, Bachkam. Loi Roi Keren, Shein Hanola, Zekai, Karaya Shein. Now you have to opt up. Just for Pashpach and Gemara. Whenever it says Loi Roi, the first one is the one that the Torah said, the second one is the one you would learn out. So Loi Roi Keren, if it just said Keren, I couldn't learn from Keren. Shein Hanola, Zekai. I couldn't learn from that for Rai Shein. Sheishan Allah Zeka. And Loi Rai Shein, if the Torah just said Shein, Shein Kavanos Ilah Hazik. I couldn't learn out Karen, Shein Kavanos Ilah Hazik. Now, think what this means. If it just said Shein, I would think you only chayav on Shein, because it doesn't want to be Mazik. But Karen, which wants to be Mazik, I wouldn't know. And it's a backwards svara. And if it only said Shein, which is Namachav and Lahazik, I wouldn't know Keren, which is Kavanos El Isaac. So the Gemara of Kavah Chaim was just the opposite. U'mashen Shein Kavanos El Isaac, Chayiv Keren, Shkavanos El Isaac, Oy Koshken. It should be just the reverse. Here, right, the Gemara is going to end up just switching it around. Here, I have a little bit of a problem. It's a problem that we have to find an answer to. Although it's a little hard. We have a little bit of a problem. Last man on Daf Beis, we talked about whether Keren has a characteristic of Kavanos Elahazik. Now, it's for sure that Keren has a characteristic of Mishonah. That seems to be for sure, that the characteristic of Keren is Mishonah. The Shaila that we had, that the Rishash on that phase was specific about, is whether it's a characteristic of Keren that it has to be Kavanos Elahazik. In order to be Keren, does it have to be kavanos lahazik to be karen the chayv chatzinezek and potter b'shesaram, the whole business? The Rishash brought a raya that it's not a characteristic from the Gemara later, kalba da ochla imra. The Gemara later, I think it was Tezvav on the base, it was Tezayim. The Gemara is a case where a dog attacked a live sheep. And we said it's not normal for a dog to attack a live sheep. Why did it attack it? It wanted to eat. So it killed the sheep and ate its meat. The Kelev attacked the Imra, and the Gemara says that that's Karen. Kalba dochle Imra, the Gemara said, is Karen. On Tezvav on the base. Kalba dochle Imra, or Shunra dochle Tanagayla. Or a cat that attacks a chicken, a live chicken. You should know who the Gemara says, it's not normal, and it's cat. So to Rishash, we see from there, Kavanos Lahazik is not a criteria of Karen. That was the Rishash's raya, which seemed to be a very stark raya, that Kavanos Lahazik is not a condition of Karen. Because there, the Kavanah of the Kelev is for what? Is to eat. There's no time to eat. So Mimela, the Rishash said, Kavanos Lahazik is not a criteria of Karen. We had a second Raya, which you could be Mefakfek on, from Nachash and Nomer and Ari and Bardalus and Dive, which we spoke about, which Tosis also says is Karen. And I think it was Machlokes Tav, sorry, Tosis and the Rambam, if it's Karen or Shame. So there also, we spoke about whether that's a Raya. That Raya, you could be Mephakfik on, we discussed it on Daf Beis. But the Raya from Kalmadoch Le'imra seems to be a solid Raya, that Kavanasi Lahazik is not a criteria of Karen. So here, we have a problem. What are we going to do with this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say klar that Kavanos Lahazik is a characteristic of Karen. Loi roi shein shein Kavanos Lahazik, karoi Karen shein Kavanos Lahazik. Well, later the Gemara switches it around. Loi roi Karen shein Kavanos Lahazik, karoi shein shein Kavanos Lahazik. Now this kasha, it's a big mitzvah to answer. Because we're going to be stuck to know whether Kavanos Lahazik is a criteria of Karen. L'chor it's a beferish Gemara later, the Kavanos Lahazik is not a criteria of Karen. And and we have here Gemara, which a number of Achrayim talk about it. I think I saw the Yalos HaShachar, the Berchus Avram, and all the Heidegger Achrayim that talk about this Shaila, they all ask the Kasha from here. But I didn't see a good teretz from this Gemara. This Gemara seems to be saying, Klar, that a characteristic of Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. And that needs a Yishuv. Like I said, I don't know how much to say on it, because I don't see a glata mahalach and how to answer it. So tomorrow, I would appreciate if everybody here worked on this, tried to find in Svara a way to answer it. And it's really a mitzvah gadol yashiv to try to find a good teretz on assuming that it's true, like the Rishash said, that the characteristic of Karen is Mishonah. And Kavanos Lahazik is not a necessary characteristic of Karen. Assuming that's Emes, which Rishash says it is Emes. How would you learn up this Gemara? That needs a teretz. The second thing we're going to do tomorrow is the next line of Gemara. Let me just tell you what it's about, so that tomorrow you can sort of come in moving on this. The Gemara in the next line tells us the din of Eved Va'amah. That if someone has an Eved Knani, that's Mazik, that the Pashat Shat in the Gemara is that min ha-Torah you're chayiv to pay if your Eved is Mazik. the Rabbanim came along and they said that for Tikkun HaOlam we can't let that. Because we're going to let it work that if your Eved is Mazik, you have to pay. Then Shema Yakni Penu Rabbi V'yelech V'yadzik Tadisha Shal Chadei, right? You're going to get into a fight with your Eved. The Eved will want to spite you. He'll go and he'll burn down someone's Godish. He'll make you bankrupt. And it'll make problems. So because of that, the Rabbanah made a takana that you don't have to pay if you have it for Amma Amazik. The Nida in here, which also it's a big mitzvah to find a good teretz. The Nida in is, why should I have to pay if my Eved is Mazik? Why? We started the year by saying that you don't have to pay unless the Torah says you have to pay. The Torah says Shor you have to pay. The Torah says Bor you have to pay. The Torah says Eish you have to pay. There's no mazik called Eved. Why should I have to pay? What's the Havamina that I should have to pay if my Eved is mazik? This is a difficult kasha. Obviously, whatever the Torah says is going to have ramifications on other dinei Eved, potentially other dinei mazik. Now, the two places to start are in Naftali. Naftali here, the Garnat. To me, his teretz seems like a big daifik. Not only to me, but I think you'll find that way as well. And the Stipler in the Kilos Yaakov HaChadosh, what they call Kisvei Kilos Yaakov, the new Kilos Yaakov, I have one in the Shtender, Simen Ches. And he explains the kashas, there are more kashas than I asked you. There are four kashas. One kash is from where does it come, that Yechayim. There are three other difficulties in this Gemara. So tomorrow, even though we learned now a nice piece of Gemara, tomorrow we're not going to get past the sugya of Eved Ba'ama. So these are two pieces of homework. It's the beginning of Isman. If you're not going to buckle down now and try to work on things, it's not going to happen. So these are two nekudas that need a yishud. The question of Kavanos and Lahazik. And then Eved Va'ama, which is, as I said, is quite a bit on Eved Va'ama.